You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, T-Raj with the day off today. Travis and Sliwa show. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. So I got a random story for the both of you guys before we get into you had an overtime Ask Slee that you wanted to get into. So earlier in the show, just out of nowhere, I get an alert on my phone and my computer. You know, both linked up, right? Both iPhone and a Mac. And it says, someone is trying to sign in and it was in China. Can you, and it's asking for my verification that it's me. You know how if you sign in somewhere, it could be Twitter, Gmail, whatever the case is, it asks for a verification. And you guys ever got one of those before? While I'm doing the show, I got to change my password. It's asking me if this is me in China. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Is this all on your Twitter account or just your Google account?
No, this is my laptop on iTunes. Man. And then my phone as well, which is all connected.
You're getting hacked.
So I gave them the verification. I said, yep, that's me. That's me.
I'd be scared sometimes because I would think that the hacker is doing the asking for that all that stuff, you know?
You know, Funches, I don't know if I could trust you, bro. I don't know if I could trust you. I don't know.
I've never trusted you, man. Never trusted you anyway.
Did it also say that it was coming from the Prince of Abu Dhabi as well? Is that what it was saying too? Or
could be the whole thing. Could be the whole thing. But it was the most random thing. Like literally during the show, I'm trying to read this. It was when we had one of the callers. I actually even forgot what the caller was talking about. I just literally in the middle, I'm like, I hope the caller just keeps talking because I got to change my password here. But it looks like the dust has settled. I've changed my password, and everything's back connected again. All right, Emily, you have an overtime Ask Slee. What do you got?
I do. So I need this to be like an immediate answer one way or the other and then kind of explain. So Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Which would you want to fight?
The horse-sized duck.
Really? Just one? That's a pretty big duck.
Who asked that question?
Oh, that was my question.
That was your question?
That was the question we always used to ask at camp with the kids that I had. We would always ask them, and everyone had different answers.
By the way, Francis, that was a great question. That was his on the worst guy at work, the microwaves, the fish, the hard-boiled eggs. Romel Slaughter says, I'm on a family trip today. The Ask Slee questions better be good. So he was kind of throwing out a threat there. So we appreciate everybody that was a part of that. Okay, so... Dodgers have been a very interesting conversation, especially on this show. You know, one of the things that I love kind of leaning on Travis. Obviously, baseball is that's his sport. He loves it. He's watching every single game. He's watching College World Series. That's what he's doing, and that's kind of that's what I end up doing from an NBA and a basketball perspective. So this kind of go through a couple things. First, I want to go through just where the Dodgers are right now. Yesterday morning, we're doing our show. Dodgers had an early game. I think first pitch was 9:10, something along those lines. So they beat the Marlins, finally. They win 6-1. So they snapped that three-game losing streak. They had a nine-game winning streak prior to that, so they avoid the sweep. The bigger story is Julio Urías threw 101 pitches, really, really helped a Dodgers pitching staff that is in, you could say, shambles right now. The world's not going to end, but just a lot has changed over the last couple of months. Obviously, we know Dustin May, okay, he's out. Trevor Bauer, out for the foreseeable future, and we'll get into him in just a second. Kershaw, 10-day injured list, will undergo an MRI. I think that's today, but Dave Roberts also did say yesterday that he's not worried about it, that this is something, you know, really in a sense, this is almost kind of the equivalent of the NBA. Get rest when you can. Well, Dodgers are going to have 5 days off, so if Kershaw needs a little rest, he's going to miss two starts. Not miss two starts. He's going to miss the equivalent of what would have been two starts, but really only going to miss one start. Get Kershaw right. It doesn't matter right now. You're obviously just trying to get him feeling 100% for the back half of the season. Bullpen day again later tonight when they play the Arizona Diamondbacks. They got three against the Diamondbacks before they get into the All-Star break. So The bullpen day, by the way, third time in 6 days. So they finish off that road trip 5-3. Kind of weird, right? Here they were. They win 9 games in a row. And then the way they were losing to Miami and the fact that they lost the first 3 games against Miami, and yes, they rebound yesterday morning and come back with a win so they don't get swept. But I think a lot of people are kind of scratching their heads with the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. And this is what I mean by that. You know, there's an expectation that comes with the Dodgers, and basically the conversation is very simple. Well, yeah, this is the best team in Major League Baseball. That was a conversation coming in. There's no conversation of it's who's on par with them in the NL. You might want to make a case that it's the San Diego Padres. It's not. It's not just the talent, but it's also the experience. They're coming off a World Series, veterans. There's so many factors that come into play that no other team in the NL can compete with. So we're 3 days away. Home Run Derby will be on Monday. MLB All-Star Game will be on Tuesday. We're 3 games away from the Dodgers going into the All-Star break, and they're 1 game out of first place in the NL West. The San Francisco Giants, still 54-32, have held on to first place for quite a while now, and they didn't play yesterday. Dodgers have a 3-game lead on the San Diego Padres. It's just an interesting feel for the Dodgers, because even though from a record perspective, you got to feel pretty good about it. Even though from a positioning perspective, you got to feel pretty good about it. There's still things that you're uncomfortable with the Dodgers. Obviously, the other kind of big storyline here, by the way, David Price will start tonight is what Dave Roberts said. And this is part of the third time in 6 days that it's a bullpen day. So this will be one of those. They had one on Sunday. They had one on Wednesday. They're going to have another one tonight. But I think the break could not come soon enough for the Dodgers. But with all that being said, as many times as, you know, Justin Turner was saying this, I think after their last loss against Miami, that all the little things that they're not doing right, when the dust kind of settles, Dodgers are freaking right there. And they still have the second half of the season to figure it out. I thought a caller made a very interesting point yesterday that said, you know, he tried to make the comparison to the Lakers, where Dodgers coming off a World Series, we're fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it. Let Corey Seager come back. Let us get healthy again. Let us get all our guys back, and you know we'll figure things out as the season progresses. Maybe there was a little bit of overconfidence. Maybe they were cocky walking into the season, which I don't blame them to be. They only got better in the offseason. And I think the Lakers, if you're trying to make a comparison to the Lakers, you could say that too. Lakers were kind of chasing their tail all season long. And what I'm referring to there when I say that is the conversation was always just let's be healthy for the playoffs. Let's just be healthy for the playoffs. It's a little dangerous, and we found out the Lakers were never going to get healthy, and that was, you know, that was the difference. But the biggest story around the Los Angeles Dodgers right now has obviously been Trevor Bauer. And yesterday, so Bauer is on a second 7-day paid leave of absence. The MLB extended that yesterday. So they're going to, we're going to kind of have to wait and see, obviously, how this plays. I thought this was interesting. Stan Kasten said this, Dodgers president. I know what has been in the public domain. Apparently, there's plenty more information that I have not been told and I'm not privy to that I do not know anything about. And so I'm going to wait until all the fact gathering is complete and a decision is made. I was trying to think about this, and I was trying to think, you know, what should have the Dodgers, should the Dodgers have done anything different up to this point? And by the way, this is not going to be just on the Dodgers. There was a good article in the Los Angeles Times this morning, and it was from Mike Giovanni. MLB punishment precedent doesn't bode well for Trevor Bauer, even if he isn't charged. And there's just some good examples here of other players that have not been criminally charged for domestic violence allegations, but still Major League Baseball has stepped in. And according, you know, to if they violate what they call their joint domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse policy, they can still step in. And if Trevor Bauer does not, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, is not criminally charged, MLB can still come in and say, well, you know what? And there's a specific quote here that I think is interesting. If Major League Baseball feels that a player returning to the field would result in substantial and irreparable harm to either the club or Major League Baseball, then they can still do this. Well, we're going to take things into our own hands and they'll suspend him for X amount of games or whatever the case is. All we've seen with Trevor Bauer over the course of the last 2 weeks, and I kind of laid this out yesterday with Travis, we went into it with Trav, was look at the timetable of what's happened. I think these are clear signals that when the dust does settle, and I feel like you could see the Dodgers and some of these Dodger players distancing themselves from Trevor Bauer, and you could do that without saying anything. It's your actions, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be what you say, because there's not much being said. Stan Kasten, that's a perfect example. You can continue to just say, well, we're going to wait here. You know, we want to get more information. I think that's what everybody is saying. But it is also the Dodgers that decided, hey, bobblehead night, yeah, wipe that out of the way. That's not going to be there. Selling any of his merchandise at Dodger Stadium, yeah, those are all going to come off the shelves. We talked about some of the different players yesterday that were unfollowing Trevor Bauer on Instagram. Maybe you think that's a big deal. Maybe you don't think it's a big deal. There's a way to take action without saying a thing, and I think the Dodgers and Dodger players have done that. And, you know, I've said this before. I don't know how things are going to play out here. And, this is one of those where it's not a comfortable conversation or a topic to have, and you do just want to get more information on it. But I think it's becoming more and more clear that you got an organization that is kind of saying, yeah, we want to definitely distance ourselves from him. And at the same time, I think this article really spells out, again, I encourage you, go on LATimes.com, MLB punishment precedent doesn't bode well for Trevor Bauer, even if he isn't charged. I don't have a feeling we're going to be seeing Trevor Bauer in the near future. And, obviously, how that all plays out. I don't care about the baseball side of things. I don't care. You know, I could sit here and say, well, how's it going to affect the Dodgers? To be honest with you, until you get more information, I don't think any of the baseball stuff is important. So we'll see how that plays out as that continues to develop. But things not looking, I guess, no matter what happens or how it happens, not something that I think is going to be positive, really, for anybody here. Okay. I mentioned this, and I want to tease this as we come back. So we're hosting an LAFC suite night, and we want to invite 710 ESPN listeners. So we want you to come hang out with us, all right? I'm going to be there. This is a week from tomorrow at the beautiful, beautiful Bank of California Stadium. It's LAFC versus Real Salt Lake on Saturday, July 17th. So it's going to be a 7:30 game at Bank of California Stadium. I'll be there. Travis will be there. Emily will be in the house. Funches is too good for us. So this is what Funches does. He usually looks at his calendar. If I say, hey, Funch, you want to come hang out with us? And on his calendar, it's blank. There's nothing there. But he looks at it and he looks at me and says, Al, you know, I'm really busy that day.
You're right. That's the right answer, man. That's the right answer right
that's
there.
That's how Funch treats me. So this is what we're asking listeners to do, okay? Call 877-710-ESPN right now. Call us right now for your chance to hang out with us in the LAFC suite. First of all, you go to a great game. If you've not been to the venue, if you're a soccer fan, call 877-710-ESPN. And in honor of the National Spelling Bee yesterday, we're going to take some calls. All you're going to have to do is just spell some certain sports last names correct. And if you do, you're coming with us to the LAFC game next week. We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's true. Seen it with my own eyes. Never seen anything like it at the beach. Strangers, Travis goes up to and says, hey, just get the shoulder in the back. They have no idea what's going on. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Okay, let me kind of set something up here. So the National Spelling Bee was last night, right, Emily? This was last night?
Yep.
Okay. So hopefully I pronounce this right. Zyla Avant-Garde won.
Zyla Avant-Garde.
Okay, Avant-Garde. Won the spelling bee contest, who, by the way, also holds the Guinness World Record holder for three different things. She has 20,000 followers on Instagram. She's maybe 13, 14 years old. She is freaking awesome. And I want to play this clip here real quick because we are going to give away this LAFC suite night to come hang out with myself, with Emily, with Travis. Funches is busy. He does not have time for things like this. And it's going to be very simple of how we're going to do this. You just got to spell some athletes' last names, and if you do that, you're coming and you're going to hang out with us a week from tomorrow, LAFC. If you're a soccer fan or never been to the Bank of California Stadium, it'll be a fantastic event. So, Emily, can you play this? Can we get a little more background on this all star here that won the National Spelling Bee contest?
All right, hit it.
Maria, M U R R A Y A.
That is correct.
Your champ, the holder of three Guinness World Records, and now the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee winner, Zyla Avant-Garde.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mariah, if anybody else needs to know what that means, it's the genus for belonging to the some sort of family of citrus.
Oh, yeah, no.
And it's like, obviously, I use that in my everyday language.
100%.
Like, I use Mariah all the time.
100%. By the way, let me just throw this out there. I'm a little bitter, still bitter from fourth grade. I was spelling bee, and my word was October, and I did O-C-T-O-B-E-R. Thank you, guys. Let's move on to the next round. And the teacher said, that's wrong. It's capital O. I'm like, what? What do you mean capital O? I've never heard of that before. So that happened in fourth grade. Still to this day, Funches, that kind of irritates me. Okay, we're going to take some calls. This is how we're going to do this, all right? Emily, you kind of want to set this up here, and then we could start going to some of the calls. We have these passes to give away for LAFC versus Real Salt Lake. That's coming up a week from tomorrow. Hang out with the crew here. So we're excited, by the way, to be there and hang out with some of our 710 ESPN listeners. So, Emily, why don't you set it up, and we start taking some calls.
Okay, so the way that we're going to do it is you're going to put on one of the callers, and I will give that caller a name, and if they get it right, great, we're going to put you back on hold, and if not,
we're dropping the line and we're moving on.
Exactly.
Okay, let's start with Adam in Oxnard. Adam, give me kind of some background here. Are you good at spelling?
There, Adam? I would say so.
Okay, you're good at spelling? Okay. All right, so Emily's going to throw you an athlete's name. All you got to do is spell it, and we're good to go. Are we giving this guy like a clock, or are we just making our own determination here?
All right. We're going to give him 10 seconds in order to spell this correctly. So
okay, Adam, but do me a favor. Don't search it on your phone, please. This is the honor system here, okay? Honor system. Okay.
All right. The first one you have is the last name Vucevic. Vucevic.
Talking Sasha here. Come on, Adam.
Vucevic.
5, 4, 3.
Go ahead.
All right, that's it. Adam, you're gone.
Let me give a quick suggestion here. Let's, you know, when we give out a name, a last name here, just give it a shot. Just try it. Even if you don't get it, you got absolutely nothing to lose. Okay, let's take another one. Let's go to, are you ready, Emily?
Yep.
Okay, let's go to Angelo in Torrance. Angelo, thank you for calling in. What's going on, Angelo?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, buddy. All right, you ready? Emily's got a last name for you.
All right, your last name.
Let's do this.
Your last name is Schroeder, from Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
S-C-H-R-O-D-E-R. Schroeder.
That is correct. I'm not going to ding you for the umlaut, but you're good.
Okay, Angela, so I got a quick question for you. Are you a soccer fan? Are you excited to come out there? You're going to come hang out with us. It's going to be a week from tomorrow. So are you excited to come out? Have you ever been to Bank of California Stadium?
Yeah, my son and I have been to Bank of California a couple times, and I love that place. I'm a huge LAFC fan, so yes, I'm looking forward to this.
Okay, great, Angelo. So stay on hold. They're going to get your information. Emily, we got one more pair to give away, right?
That is correct.
Okay, I want a hard one here. Let's not give this one away easy. Okay. Let's try to make it as hard as we can.
All right. So who are we taking next?
Let's go to Adam in Riverside. Adam, appreciate you calling in, bud. You're on the Travis and Sliwa show.
Oh, Adam, you hear us?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, right. Adam, here we go.
So yours is Yannick Ngakoue. How do you spell Ngakoue?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, Adam. I'm not going to lie. All right, 10.
Do I get country of origin?
No.
No.
No, you just get the spelling. 10, 9,
N-G-A-N-G-A-W-E. K-O-U-E. Ngakoue.
That is correct. You got it.
Adam, I have no idea if you cheated. If you did,
I'm sure
it
he
was
cheated.
Let me tell you something. Wait, no. Let me say something here real quick.
He's a big Ngakoue fan.
Adam, let me just say something real quick. By the way, appreciate you calling in, and we're excited to have you for the LAFC event next week. But if you cheated or you didn't, the effort was there. You made it happen, so you're going to hang out with us. So thank you for calling in. All right, Adam, stay on the line. They're going to get your information.
Perfect. I'm excited to be there.
All right, buddy. Okay, so
do you I was like, I'm gonna quiz you now, Alan. I'm gonna see how well you did.
Throwing out there, and there's very
first
strong
of all,
chance
like,
that
you,
I won't
do,
get it.
Do you get, guys really think he cheated there?
I'm gonna be very honest on this. I don't think there's a way you spell that without looking
exactly.
It up.
And I like how he was like N G, and then looked up his phone, and then got
Angelo,
the whole.
I felt like Angelo was doing the same. They were buying time,
exactly.
Just enough time,
exactly,
to just right. Throw it in their phone. So Google wins at the end of the day. Google wins. Emily, you got it. You got one for me.
I got one for you.
I'll
and
butcher
I,
it.
And you can't cheat. Okay.
Yep.
So this is Roethlisberger. How do you spell the last name of Ben Roethlisberger?
All right, Roethlisberger is R-O-E, Roth, T-H, Roethlis, L-I-S, B-U-R-G-E-E-Y-R-R-Y-E-L.
I mean, you could have just cheated and
Ben
just looked at a rundown.
Roethlisberger. Which one was I off? Where was I off?
You got it off on the burger part of it. You got even the hard part about it. Like, you got the Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
like,
well, you know what? Don't give me a name with burger in it and expect me to not spell it like the actual hamburger.
I was gonna say, can you spell my last name? My last name's also one of these hard spelling words.
Or actually, no, I don't think I can.
I was like, can you pronounce my last name too? That's funny.
I do not think I could spell your last name.
It is a. It's a
high
one.
Bowl, so it's H Y B L.
That is correct, but also it's pronounced Hebel.
Mm. Hebel. Okay. All right. We got it there. We got it now. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. By the way, appreciate everybody being a part of this. I think we got more of these that we're going to do next week as well, if I'm correct here. Don't quote me on it. But we're excited. This is actually the first event Travis and I will be doing together, and it will be a week from next Saturday, so that's going to be fantastic. So we're all looking forward to that. Okay, a couple things we want to do coming back. So this is it's kind of interesting what's going on in the Emily, are we doing the Olympics here, or are we going to do your what Emily learned in Los Angeles? Let's do the Olympics coming up next, because the Olympics are not going to have any fans. And, you know, sometimes you feel like things are being forced. And I'm not for all those who are huge, you know, fans of the Olympics, and they obviously want to see it happen. It's unfortunate it happened last year, but this is just the position that we're in. I feel like this is being forced. Let me just kind of put it very simply put here. I feel like we are forcing the Olympics. Let's have that conversation coming up next. Plus, we'll learn what we'll find out what Emily has learned over the last. Now I think she's been here for 2 weeks. We'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here, Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Chris Morales has given us, I think we had one day we didn't have the Serbian music, and Travis had to bring it up, and now it's back. So thank you, Travis. Travis, with a day off this morning, Travis and Sliwa Show, we appreciate you guys being a part of the show. Brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So, man, this is just a further developing story. The latest on the Olympics, all fans banned from Tokyo Olympics as COVID cases rise. The Delta specifically, the spread of the Delta is what's, I think, causing this. So Japan is in a state of emergency, which I think starts this Monday and will go to late August, something along those lines. And I say this because are you guys, and Emily Funch, you guys can chime in on this. Are you guys big Olympic fans when it's on? Travis always talks about how he loves it, and this goes back to his memories back in when the Olympics were here in Los Angeles. He was a young enough kid to where it kind of wrapped him up, and it, still to this day, it has its effect. I was never one of those. Like, I watch USA basketball, of course. I'm going to watch I will watch maybe certain events or whatever the case is, but I don't get like crazy into it. Do you guys, where do you guys stand on the Olympics?
Always wearing, my Team USA jersey draped in an American flag and all that stuff, when it comes to watching Olympics and stuff like
look
that.
Un-American.
It is
okay.
My...
You are unpatriotic. Yes, you are.
It
yes.
is my favorite event
okay,
ever.
Here we
so
go.
I
look like an a-hole.
I was a swimmer all throughout growing up, and I also mm-hmm. played water polo in college. And so it's literally the only time that these things get shown on TV, and yeah. it's like it's the biggest thing in the world. Again, I grew up in the era of like Michael Phelps being the biggest thing
in
all sports. So again, as a swimmer,
and I'll say this,
it's great.
I'll say this, Emily. There are certain events or individuals that you'll stop. Listen, Usain Bolt was running. I don't care what the hell you were doing. You were stopping to watch him in his races. Well, Michael Phelps was just grabbing golds as if it was nothing. You were stopping to watch that. But when I say this year's Olympics, I know everything's all jacked up in sports. Nothing's normal. I mean, Adam Silver had to come out game one of the NBA Finals and defend the NBA's game plan and all the injuries that happened. So nothing is perfect, and nothing is certainly perfect from the sports world. And really, the sports should take a back seat. At the end of the day, health is going to come first. But the reality is this. When I say I feel like it's being forced, man, no fans at the games. I read, and I know you put some notes in here too, Emily. These are some of the things that Fiji's Olympic team had to fly on a plane with fish because there are no commercial flights going out. Obviously so many teams and countries are struggling to have this go on, including the host country. So it seems forced. And this is nothing against the Olympics, and I know how much money is being lost. I know how unfortunate this is economically for Japan. All of that, all the athletes that are training. I mean, you're a world-class athlete and you're training for the Olympics. It's not like you just turn that switch on and off. So I get how this affects all the different athletes, the economy, and everything else. But at the end of the day, I do feel like it's just being forced. Now, I will say this. Take a little side note here. For as big of Olympic fans that Emily and Funches are, and I guess apparently here I'm the most un-American person on the show.
Boo you!
Yeah, right. I'm going to get booed going to Trader Joe's after the show. But with all that being said, I got a question for you guys. If you can create your own kind of Olympic Games here, okay? If you can add something in there, is there something you're really good at that we don't know? Emily, are you a pro at something kind of on the sidelines here that we're not aware of? Because I will tell you guys, I don't mean to brag here, but I'm just saying if we're walking into their ski ball, just get out of the way. You know, if ski ball's there, Funches, you just kind of get out of the way on this and let me go to work because I'm basically a bronze at the worst when it comes to ski ball.
If there was like a Papa Shot Olympic event, then I could, you know, at least medal.
Are you banking or are you just trying to hit all nylon?
Oh, it depends, man. It depends on how much time I have and, you know, the size of the ball.
I think it's got to be a bank shot. Like, I hate when people do the Papa Shot. Well, you know, banking,
you got to get swish. You got to get the swishes.
You got to bank it in. That's the way you get it in. Yeah, Emily, do you have a side hustle?
So, this may be because I'm closer to my college days, but okay. I am.
Is it beer pong?
I'm locked in on Flip Cup. I am locked in. Anytime,
we do also.
My friends and I do Survivor Flip Cup, where you eliminate the other team as you go along. I am always on the team where if I'm even the last one left, I beat the other team. I'm always a lock.
I want to take this a little further. What is the Olympics? What is representing your country if we don't have beer pong? Why are we even doing this then? You know, at the end of the day, Funches, you can sit back in the studio. And you could talk about, you know, what you're great at. But beer pong, I might even throw a little fadeaway action into my shot.
Wow, you're like that?
Things are going well.
You're like that?
Only if I've had enough to drink. By the way, I'm making it sound like I play beer pong every Thursday night or something.
I know you. Every 2 times a week. You're in the league.
Right, 2 times a week. But that's the one thing with beer pong is as you drink more, then all of a sudden your confidence is rising. Mm-hmm. But how is that not an Olympic
sport?
How do you
keep your game on top of your game? You know, if you're not playing it all the time, you just got it.
There needs to be a beer pong training facility. I vote that we use these empty studios right now while everyone's working from home when we turn them into beer pong training facilities.
Well, Funch, you bring up a great point. How do you keep it? It's like riding a bike, right? Once you get back on, you just go. It's a natural. If you got a jump shot, I don't care how long it's been since you've taken a jump shot, you just get back out there and you hit a 15-foot jumper. And that's what it is in beer pong. By the way, I did not know the music was going to come in the background. For this music to be there and us talking about beer pong, a little surprise on that one. Okay, Emily, how long have you been now in Los Angeles?
I've been in Los Angeles for about 2 weeks now.
About 2 weeks. Okay, so you're pretty much a veteran in LA. You should know everything by now. So when we come back, you're going to tell us what you learned. Okay, that's number one. Plus, you've had some fantastic suggestions on Twitter of all these ESPN LA listeners who have been welcoming you with open arms of where you should go and what you should do. So I want you to list off a couple of us, and Funches and I are going to tell you what to do next in LA. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, the Travis and Sliwa Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Travis off today. We are making it happen this morning. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Max Kellerman coming up next. By the way, quick shout out, ESPN app or on iTunes. So if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the full 2 hours. Just search Travis and Sliwa. We appreciate it if you guys subscribe. I got a couple tweets here I want to read. DJ Lord Ron says, Google wins with the phone callers. We're getting called out on the spelling bee that people were not honest. Chad Kramer says 100% cheaters. What else we got here? Brandon Hooper, oh my God, my 7th grade spelling bee. They got me for stuttering on the O in limousine. I placed 3rd when everyone expected me to win. Brandon, listen, man, I'm with you. I share a lot of similar grievances here. I spelt October. I didn't say capital O. All of a sudden, I was at a spelling bee. I was one of the favorites, Emily. I don't think you understand that. Okay, so we have Emily, who is the new producer of the show, has been in Los Angeles now for 2 weeks. Over the course of 2 weeks, this is what I've learned what Emily has done. She has visited the Pacific Ocean. She went to, where'd you go, Hermosa? Hermosa
Beach? Yep, Hermosa Beach on the 4th of July.
Right. She went to Hermosa Beach when we told her, don't go to the beach during 4th of July weekend. She's like, for sure, Alan and Trav. I'm going to go ahead and go. She went. And then she also went to In-N-Out and got an opportunity to try In-N-Out. So, Emily, what else have you learned in your short time here in Los Angeles? What else you got?
I think this is not really new information, obviously, for anybody in Los Angeles, but maybe it's a new information for me. But any hour of the day has aggressive drivers. I was driving into work today, and there was a stop sign going onto the highway, and I, part of me stopped. And I got honked at. And so I'm, again, back to your Ask Leo question, I'm more of an aggressive driver. And so I just laid on my horn at 5 a.m. And I was kind of just like, I'm so sorry for everybody in this neighborhood that's hearing this horn going off, but I have to send a message. So that's one thing.
Let me explain that predicament real quick. I know exactly what you're talking about. You're trying to get on the freeway and there's a light there, right? And you got to stop here before you get on. I'm probably a 50% honest person at that point getting on the freeway. I don't know, Funches, if you have your own rules on this, but I kind of approach that light of just how I'm feeling. Okay, if it's, why is the light on here? We don't need the light on. Everything's fine. Traffic is moving. Let's keep this thing going. I might be known to just kind of roll through that light. Now, if there's traffic going on and there's a purpose for the light, I will be a law-abiding citizen, but I cannot tell you that it happens all the time. Emily, you might have honked at me. Yeah, maybe you flipped me off. I have no idea. So you are learning very quickly that the LA streets are a little different here when it comes to the freeways.
Yes. So, and again, I grew up in Northern Virginia. We have a lot of aggressive drivers there as well, but it does not happen as frequently.
Well, welcome to LA. Okay, so do you have...
I have one more thing that I did learn, though.
Okay.
I want to share with one more thing, yep. Or at least one new thing about myself. I'm finding myself dreaming and anxiety dreaming about earthquakes. Then that's the first time that's ever happened to me before. Zach, he's in the studio with us right now. Yesterday he was like, is that an earthquake? And then I was like, what? That's something that I have to think about nowadays?
Yeah.
Before it was just like tornadoes, snowstorms, but I don't even know what to do in an earthquake.
Emily, if it's not over a 4.0, then it's not an earthquake.
That's true. That's a good point. By the way, Emily, that's such a LA thing, right? Like people who are not from Southern California or California, they, even if you see earthquake 4.5 in wherever, somebody might call you family member in another state as if like, hey, tell me about the earthquake. What just happened? It's like, hey, we don't even notice them. Funches, do you ever notice these? I every once in a while you feel a little bit, but
I think the last one I felt was maybe like a year or so ago, and that was like a 4 point something, and the epicenter was near West Covina where I live at. So, people tell me and I see on social media like, oh, there was an earthquake, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't feel anything.
You know what we have here much more than we do earthquakes, or it's just the fires, right? Like fires in Southern California, I tend to worry much more about the smoke and everything else. So that I would pay more attention to. Don't worry as much about the earthquakes. Okay, so give us you have some suggestions here from people. And by the way, you can, Emily, what's your Twitter account?
Emily, HYBL.
Okay, hit Emily on Twitter. You could also hit @AlanSlew, @TravisRogers, Funches as well. What are some of the suggestions that you have that Funches and I are going to... We're going to tell you what should be your priority of some of the suggestions out there.
Okay, one of the ones that's been suggested a bunch has been Griffith Park and Griffith Park Observatory. Is that a yes or a no?
I say yes. Huge yes. I mean, are you into space and NASA and all that stuff, Emily?
Yeah, I like space.
Yeah, it's like it's a planetarium, basically. And, they turn off the lights, you see all the stars and stuff like that. And also, it's a nice vantage point to see the city.
100% yes. No question about it. And this time of the year is perfect, right? You got the longer days, so you can get out there. You can make a full afternoon of it, an evening of it. So yes on Griffith Observatory. Give us another one.
Okay. Another one has been suggested to me to go to every single taco stand that I see. And, if I see one, just go to it. Is that a yes, or is that someone trying to punk me a bit?
I don't think they're trying to punk you. I think what they're trying to say is, you can't go wrong with Mexican food in LA.
Yeah,
the food is great, but Funches, I'm more selective. I'm not going to go to
Virginia. You're from Virginia, so any taco stand that you see out here is just going to be any taco stand in Virginia. Trust me.
What I think they should be doing is giving you specific places to go, especially in that Eagle Rock area. If there's specific spots, I think they should give you those suggestions.
The taco spot has been one that's been circulating a lot from Eagle Rock. I think I have another one that's probably someone trying to troll me a bit, but this is Ranello from the Rosa. He says, walk around Hollywood at sunset, take a tour bus to see celebrity houses, eat pink hot dogs, and then take the 405 to Huntington Beach at about 4 p.m. on a Friday.
By the way, all those were good except the go to Huntington Beach at 4
o'clock.
Also
walk around Hollywood, too, on Hollywood Boulevard. You might get attacked by a Spider-Man or a Mickey Mouse or something.
Those are things that I will not go do, but I've done it. So it's one of those you just have to do it. Once you do it, you don't have to go do it again. So
maybe I'll wait for like visitors to come see me. So I already have my sister who's going to come and she wants to see
the best time to go.
We're big Gilmore Girls fans and we want to go see studio lots, things like that. So maybe I'll wait for some visitors
Funches
to be
and
touristy.
I are huge Gilmore Girls fans as well. So this is going to be a party.
Are you Team Jess?
Yeah, sure, of course I am. Absolutely.
Well, I'm Team Logan, so we're going to be in fight forever, so it's fine.
All right, we got the dump coming up next. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. All right, so quick reminder here. Suns and the Bucks, Game 3 will be on Sunday. Dodgers taking on the Diamondbacks tonight. I'm going to start off with this for the dump. Are you guys seeing these freaking camera angles in the NBA Finals? You know they got this
the 8K
or whatever it's called? I've never seen anything like it. It's amazing. Now, granted, people were kind of coming all after. I don't want to say they were trashing the camera because they definitely are not, but they're trashing what the camera is, what they're focused on. The fans, you see some details from the fans where I'm like, I don't know if I need to see it. Can we zoom out a little bit? Do we have to see every detail of the person? But the cameras are freaking ridiculous.
It almost looks like it's a video game. Like they look too realistic, and it looks like one of those like really good video games. Like they almost always like move, like, you know, in Madden when you just like score a touchdown.
I think for me, I did not realize the details in the audience, and I'm seeing the details in the audience, but it's pretty amazing. Okay, Emily, you got something here in the dump?
So I don't know if you're a fan of Panera or not, but I love Panera Bread.
Okay.
But I don't know if I love it this much. So they just announced that they're doing swimwear, but like based on soups. So like there's like a broccoli cheddar soup themed swimsuit.
Absolutely.
And there's one swimsuit that's just green that just says soup across it. So I don't know. Like, are you a fan of like wearing like food themed things?
A place that you like or whatever the case is.
Yeah. Would you get the swimsuit? Would you get the swimsuit in a pair of trunks with soup on it?
So Funches and I have had this conversation about Panera Bread and their swimwear a ton. And
yeah,
Funches and I
want
both
that chicken noodle soup collection.
Exactly. Funches and I want the broccoli, whatever the hell you want to call it, soup.
Broccoli
I'm not gonna rock any of those. And it seems like just a really bad idea. Like sometimes I think companies put out ideas where they're like, yeah, this probably won't work, but will people talk about it? And if they talk about it, maybe that's good publicity. I don't need to be wearing swimsuit wear from Panera Bread. Now, what I will say is there are some classics. Like if you went in, and I know we use In-N-Out as an example just because it's a classic place. If somebody's rocking an In-N-Out hat or In-N-Out shirt, you're like, that's kind of cool, right? Like I don't know, maybe a simplicity that comes to it, or you like that product or that brand, whatever the case is. Who's rocking Panera Bread? Apparently nobody is. Got very quiet there. Okay, I got one here too.
Go ahead.
So there's this, and Emily, I know you sent it to me. So if I'm right here, this was on TikTok. A dude is at a restaurant, and they got a buffalo chicken wrap. And the buffalo chicken wrap was literally, you know, a tortilla or whatever. Not a tortilla, but a you know, whatever bread that they're using, but a tortilla, you can say kind of a wrap form or whatever. And the chicken wings, the buffalo wings with the bones are just inside of the wrap with the celery and with the carrots. I don't know where you guys are on this. Are you one of those Funches where you're like, you know what? Yeah, they screwed up. I'm just going to figure it out.
No,
I will take the bone off.
I will
take the meat off, and I will just eat this.
I wouldn't mess with this concoction whatsoever, but I did see something else on TikTok where they had a Costco pizza and someone put chicken McNuggets, you know, all over the top of the Costco pizza, and they rolled it up into like a burrito, basically.
So this is just what an individual did?
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to lie, I'm trying to buy to that.
Me too.
I go against that, I'm for both of those items. So merging those two items together, I'm not completely against. But the buffalo chicken wrap with buffalo chicken wings instead of actually just like literally having the bones in your wrap, yeah, probably not the best idea.
At that point, you just take out the meat and then you just eat the wrap separately.
You're right about that, but that's not what you ordered. That's the first time I've ever seen something like that. Funches, you got one?
Quickly, Tom Hanks turns 65 today. Favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Favorite Tom Hanks movie? Jeez. Look, Forrest Gump, obviously. Why am I forgetting the the plane goes down? Why
Castaway.
Am I forgetting that? Castaway is fantastic. What do you guys got? What stands out to you?
I love Big. That's my favorite Tom Hanks
movie. Oh, yeah,
that's
right. Absolutely, Big. Emily, you got one for Tom Hanks?
I can tell you my least favorite from Tom Hanks, and that's the Polar Express. That movie scares me.
I'm going to go watch that movie this weekend. Great job, guys. Emily, thank you. Funches, thank you. Appreciate everybody in the background there. ESPN app or on iTunes. Catch the Travis and Sliwa show. Travis, day off today. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll get back with you guys on Monday at 8:55. Travis and Sliwa show on 710.